Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Wow. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
In the house tonight, big old barbecue superstars, hell yeah, right here live in the house. You got Chris Chadwick, the barbecue mouth from the south. That's right, baby. I'm here live in charge, ready to rock it out tonight. Let's talk some barbecue. Let's do it 101 style. Let's get the basics and talk some good cooking. Hell yeah, hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We got to give a big shout out to all our pitmasters all over the country that listen in every week to support us. Give them a big old hell yeah, thank you. That's what we're talking about. We're proud to be here, proud to be promoting barbecue and spreading the word. That's what we're doing right here. It's all about you and the Q. That's right. This show focuses on you, your brand, your team, your style. We want to talk about you. That's what we've done for over a year now. It's worked great. We have great numbers. We have an awesome listening audience. And everybody calls in. Chat room is open tonight. It's wide open, ready to rock it out. Man, I'm just having a big old time, Q. We've been snowed in here in little old McKenzie, Tennessee, since Sunday. I mean, it warmed up a little bit today. I mean, I hadn't been out of the house, hadn't been down the road. I hadn't cranked my car. We have been inside. We are cooped up, but we've been cooking, letting the smoke roll on the back deck and having a big old time. I'm telling you, you know what I'm talking about, guys. Everybody out in this bad weather, be careful. Stay safe. Keep warm, and it'll break, and things are going to get so much better. Springtime is right around the corner. It's really ready to get it on, light the fires, let the smoke roll. That's what we're going to do. Next weekend, going to Tupelo, Mississippi, we're going to kick the tires before we light the fires. We're going to head out. We're going to let the smoke roll down in Tupelo, Mississippi at the Don't Be Cruel barbecue duel. That's a big old hell yeah. We're going to have a big time. We're going to rock it out. We're going to do a live Friday night lights live show there for barbecue superstars. Rocking it out. No telling who we're going to have in the house. We're going to talk to all the pitmasters from all over the country. Mississippi, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Texas, Louisiana. I'm telling you, they're going to be from all, Alabama. They're going to be from all over. We're going to have them all live right here, this place right here, Barbecue Superstars Radio Network, the number one radio network of barbecue, the food network of barbecue on the World Wide Web. Man, I'm jacked up tonight. I don't know why. I guess it's this natty light I'm having a big drink of, right? We had to pull out the company beer, the Natty Light. We've been out for days, so we had to do something. So don't be a hater. You know, Natty Light, it'll work in a pinch. Before we kick off the show and start talking to barbecue, as always, the number to call is 347-202-0263. Put that in your phone, Barbecue Talk. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it is. Let's get it on. Let's talk some barbecue tonight. Got to give a big shout-out to Barbecue Superstars. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. Watch the morning show. BSPN, Barbecue Superstars Sports Network. That's right, barbecue competition. Competitive barbecue is a sport. Hell yeah, it's a sport. It's a hard, rough, tough sport. It's not cheap. It's an expensive sport. We get out there. We put our heart and soul into it. Every weekend we go cook. You know what I'm talking about. You're there. You know what you're doing. All for the glory of getting that call. We all do it. We love it. We see all our friends. We see all our distant family, the barbecue family from wherever. When we go somewhere, you know you can count on a smile and a friendly face and a handshake and a hell yeah brotherly hug. That's what it's all about. That's what this barbecue community is about. And that's why I love it like I do. You know, don't be a hater. Don't be a hater of me. Love me because I love you. I'm supporting barbecue whether it don't matter what it is. Don't matter what sanction, IBCA, KCBS, MBN, TBA, GBA, FBA, Louisiana, Alabama, South Carolina. It don't matter, boys and girls. I love all of it because that's what it's all about, barbecue and this big old barbecue family. Barbecue Superstars, Barbecue Superstars Sports Network, what a dynamite combination. They will be here in Tennessee live with us at the end of the month. Can't wait for them to come in. TBA Championship of Champions. Our first annual TBA Championship event. We can't wait to get this thing kicked off at the end of the month, 28th and 29th. It's going to be big. It's going to be a big, great cook. We've got some fantastic pitmasters coming in from all over the state of Tennessee, Missouri, Alabama, Kentucky. We've got guys coming in from all over that are part of the Tennessee Barbecue Association that cook it, that are members. And you know what? We support them, and they support us. That's what it's all about. Big shout-out to my sponsors tonight, Frontier Charcoal. Guys, you hadn't tried a bag yet, it's time. Pick it up at Lowe's especially. Frontier has a 20-pound bag of log charcoal. It's an awesome bag, full of charcoal, love charcoal. It's a great charcoal. I'm using it. They are one of my sponsors this year, and I give them a big thank you for that. I'm so blessed to have that and just can't wait to get serious in this comp cooking this month, next month, and on and on and on through the year. The 2014 season is upon us. You know, we're not as fortunate as the all the guys and girls down in Florida. Big shout out to the FBA down there. They're always cooking. They've got some beautiful weather down there. They can always cook. Man, it's just a blessing. They don't know how much of a blessing it is to get to cook as much as they get to. But I'm telling you, we're ready to kick it off. I'm excited. Junior's Rougher Grub, if you've not tried it, you need to go get you a bottle of that Junior's Rougher Grub. It out-seasons the competition. I've got to give a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills. If you're looking for a pellet cooker in the market for a pellet cooker, it doesn't matter if you're competing on the national barbecue circuit or you're cooking on your deck on the in backyard. I'm telling you, it's a dynamite cooker. The simple and ease of an instant fire, convenience of smoked meat. It's so simple to use. It's a dynamite pit. It works. It works. It just, you know, that's bottom line. It works. It's great to have one on the back deck. Awesome addition to your barbecue arsenal. GreenMountainGrills.com. Guys, if you're looking for a Green Mountain Grill and you buy you one, send them an email. Tell them Chris Chadwick sent you. You're going to get a free grill cover, Green Mountain Grill cover. That's all it is. That's simple. It's that easy. Just tell them you heard it on Chadwick's, and you're going to get a free cover. So there it is. I mean, deal of the night. Free cover, just mention my name, greenmountaingrills.com. Also, got to give a shout-out to all of my wonderful sponsors. I'm so thankful to have them. You know what? How important it is to have sponsors, and these sponsors are very important. And I'm just so excited to have them all on board with Hall County Cookers this year. Chris Chadwick, we let the smoke roll for all these sponsors. We got to give a big shout-out to Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. If you want to find that on the web, that's www.CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. I'm telling you, it's more than a barbecue sauce. It's a gourmet sauce. They got so many different flavors. It's just phenomenal flavors. Cajun sweet and sour. They've got a sweet and sour spicy, which are two popular sauces. The sweet and sour sauces are original. They've also got a sweet habanero rib sauce. It is a good sweet sauce. It's got a pretty shine to it. Takes a beautiful sheen. Finishes off ribs extremely well. It is habanero, so it's got some heat behind it. They've also got a Cajun sweet pecan garlic sauce. Man, it just sounds as good as it sounds right here. Cajun sweet pecan garlic sauce. One of my favorites is the Cajun sweet applewood jalapeno. I'm telling you, talking about a chicken sauce that will knock it out of the park right there. That the secret is out, guys. Cajun sweet applewood jalapeno. You know, they've also got a dynamite hot sauce if you like chicken fried chicken gizzards like I do, and just use that hot sauce, that Cajun hot sauce. I mean, it is fire. It's on the money. And, you know, they've got a dynamite product. Just no lie. I mean, I can't be more complimentary of them. It is a fine product, and I use the product before they sponsor me. I mean, it's a great product. Ted Daigle, fine product. Thank you, Ted, for becoming one of my sponsors. I greatly appreciate it. Guys, all you have to do to get a discount on a $30 or more order from CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com is mention my name, Chadwick. All you got to do, mention it, promo code, you're going to get a deal. Also, you know, these sauces and these rubs, I mean, regions, you've got different flavors, different profiles, and we're going to talk about that when we start talking cooking. Especially ribs, chicken tonight. I mean, I want to hit the ribs and chicken for sure. We've got a chat room full in there, guys. Welcome to the chat room, William, Stacy. You know, all the guests. Welcome, guys. We're gonna talk some ribs and chicken. I know we're not gonna give all the secrets out, but if you want to share one with us, we're gonna broadcast it. I might even throw one or two in there too. And that's right, Stacy. We're having a fatty natty tonight, brother, and it's pretty good. Talk Texan Barbecue, man, they've got some dynamite injections and rubs, big, bold Texas flavors, several flavors. Go to TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Philip has got some dynamite product. All these products are extremely extremely good products. I mean, any product you use right here that we're talking about, you could any day of the week you can go get a call using it right out of the bottle. I'm telling you, it's just fine product. Sweet Smoke Q right there out of Florida. Man, I'm telling you, I'm thankful to have all my sponsors, and I just keep working it and promoting their products, and they're helping me, and that's what sponsorship's all about. SweetSmokeQ.com, GrillGrate.com, you know, I preach GrillGrate for over a year. It's a fine product. Got to give a big shout-out to CookShack.com. CookShack, they have got a complete line of everything you would need, from pellet cookers to pellets to sauces to rubs to spices to any type of accessory you need, cookshack.com. That's what I'm saying, guys. I got to give a big shout out to all of my sponsors. I mean, I'm so thankful to have them. Country Boy Wood Pellets right there out of Kentucky. Guys, I can't wait to get on the trail. I'm ready to start rocking and rolling. First cook of the year, 110 KCBS cook. We're going to roll down there and let the smoke roll and have a big old time. But big shout out to all the sponsors. You know, we've got some great sponsors coming in for the Tennessee Barbecue Association Championship of Champions, first state cook. So we've got to give them a big shout out right now. We've got Nolan Custom Smokers right there out of Missouri. That's www.nolancustomsmokers.com. Also, we've Dangle Sauce, sweetandsoursauce.com. They're another sponsor of the TBA Grand Championship, Championship of Champions. Also, Green Mountain Grills will be kicking it off with a Davy Crockett. Man, let me tell you, a Davy Crockett tailgate are perfect for the season about to be here. Perfect tailgating piece. AC, DC, it doesn't matter. It'll run either way. The Green Mountain Grill, Davy Crockett. Go check it out. Look, Google it. Look it up on greenmountaingrill.com. You'll see what I'm talking about. Man, they've got Dynamite Cookers page. Just check them out. Like I was saying earlier, I want to talk some barbecue tonight. I want to talk chicken. I want to talk ribs. I've got some thighs in the oven right now. I took some of my comp thighs and trimmed them up a little bit, baking a few tonight. Actually boiled a few last night for a big old pot of homemade chicken noodle soup. Man, I'm telling you, talking about hitting the spot. I love barbecue. I love barbecue chicken. I love comp chicken. But I'm telling you, these chicken noodle soup from last night, comfort food. That's comfort food, boys. And it was fire. We want to talk all kinds of good stuff tonight. But we want to give a big shout out to Daryl Mass there, BSPN, there in San Marcos, Texas tonight. They're covering the National Barbecue Association event. Big event. They're covering it live. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com to watch that live. He's got John Rees right there co-hosting the event, a Smoking Eggs Thursday night show. I know Pitmaster Robert Sierra was there with them. They're just having a big time covering the event. I know they're having a fantastic time. Best of luck to them and have a great, great time. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you as soon as we can. Welcome, guys. Welcome all to the chat room. Welcome into the studio. I've got several listening. All you have to do to cue in to talk. Dial 347-202-0263. Follow the instructions. Push 1. You're queued in to talk live with me. It's no big deal. I'd love to have you. We talk barbecue. That's what it's all about. Nothing to be embarrassed about. We just have a great time. And once you do it once, you're going to do it more and more and more. Let's see. Stacy Lawler just sent me a message. Let's see what he's got there. Look at that pork, boys. 10th place pork box at Shotgun Fred event this past weekend. I know Stacy had been promoting that for a long time, and he's got a dynamite box there. Guys, he's got the money muscle sauced up. Looks good. He's got some pulled, and I'm looking at that. I can't blow it up, so it looks like pulled and chunk both. So he's got a box full pulled. Let me see if I can get it. There it comes up. Look at him go. Look at that big Texas cook go, KCBS style. Money muscle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces. 6 pieces of money muscle in the box. They look good. They've got a pretty color to them. Pull it on one side, on the left side of that box, and it looks like some chunk sauce to the right side. Good-looking box, Stacy. 10th place, and I'm not sure out of how many again. Maybe he'll chime in a minute. Blake Moody, sitting at his desk at work again. Blake, buddy, I wish you could call in, too. I've been missing you. You know you can call me anytime, but sure glad you're listening in tonight. We're going to give you a big shout-out. Tortoise Q right there out of Florida. Blake Moody in the house with us. You'll have time to call in sooner than later, so it'll be all right. It'll be all right. And we've got guys just PM me guys on 37 teams at the first Shotgun Fred event. I know he had the Dream Team, the American Dream Team there. Not sure if Mo Kaysen was there. He had several teams there. Butcher's Barbecue, I think Butcher's was in the house. He had a big old time. Guys, if you want to PM me, message me. Chris Chadwick right here on Facebook. I can catch it, see what you're talking about. If you want to be in the chat room, welcome to the chat room. Man, we're just having a big time. And just if you got questions in the chat room, shout them out. We'll make this happen. Just have a great time with you. And in the studio, we've got several callers. Let's see. We've got several callers that are listening. Glad you're here. Well, what do you want to start with tonight? That was a good-looking pork box right there, KCBS pork box. We can talk a little KCBS pork. I tell you what, I just recently had a cook, and we were doing a pork box. And 19th overall out of 37 teams, and that was your first KCBS event. That's hell yes, Stacy. Way to go. Swamp Donkey Barbecue in the house. Butcher's American Dream. Bob Turnack and Doug Kills. I think I'm pronouncing that. Mo backed out. Well, you know, it's hard to hit them all. And it's a long haul to Texas, guys. And they had a big time there. And I know they had a great event. That was the first year. They paid out some big money for 37 teams. If I could go, I sure would. I wish that's my only problem. I wish I had enough money to go to all these competitions because we would have a big time. I guarantee it. Now, I will be coming down to Midland, Texas in April. I'll be coming down to cover a BSPN event for Barbecue Superstars right there in Midland, Texas. It will be a KCBS event. Bob's with OK Barbecue Guru. All right. That's awesome. We're just going to go and Texas, and then we're going back and going to Brass Fest. That's IBCA back in August. I tell you what, guys, I love Tennessee, but Texas is a second home. You have a great time there, and I love everybody all over. I'll go and travel if I can and could. And we go cook, have a good time, and drink some Natty Lights, some Coors Light, wherever we're at. We drink that flavor, Pitmaster's Choice there, and we'll just drink it up and cook it up and have a big old time. That's what barbecue's all about, and I'm about that, too. We have a great time. But, yeah, on that pork box right there, Stacy, good-looking pork box. I recently had to cook and present a pork box, and I tell you what, guys, the money muscle, talking about all these size, weights, and limitations for KCBS now and these small boxes. I'm going to cook whole butts. I'm cooking big meats. If I don't cook whole butts, I'm cooking whole shoulders. I've got many, many calls on whole shoulders, many first-place pork calls, butts, too. You extracting that money muscle. I don't know what temps. Let's see in the chat room, guys. I'm going to quiz y'all here, and let's see what you're talking about on temps. We get back in the chat room. The question right now is, on your pork turn-in box, when you get any pork ready for a KCBS cook, you're going to turn in that money muscle. What's your target temp? What are y'all looking at on that money muscle as far as turning it in? And, guys, what I'm saying, and listeners out there, what we're talking about tonight right now or what we're going to talk about is our pulled pork turn-in box, KCBS style, which is always garnished. It's optional garnish, but if you don't garnish, you're just not going to get, I don't think, personally, in my opinion, you're not even going to get a second look like you would if it was garnished. And used to, pulled pork category was a matter of pulling the pork, putting it in the box, turning it in. Used to, no sauce. Well, guys, nowadays, that won't fly. I'm just here to tell you, in a KCBS event, you're talking pulled pork, and you're going to pull some pork and throw it in the box, not sauce, and turn it in, it's not going to happen. I know, personally, I'll tell you how I do. Let's see if we can get some response out of these guys in the chat room tonight. Pulled pork box, guys, what are you talking? Target temp on your money muscle. Where are you? What are you doing? You letting it rest? You pulling it? You cutting it? What are you doing to a money muscle? Let's see if we can get some response out of these guys in the chat room. All right, money muscle. All these guys are quiet. I'm telling you, let's kick it up in the chat room. Raise a little hell, guys. We talking barbecue. We talking barbecue 101 tonight. We talking pork box right now. KCBS style. What are you going to do to a pork box when you turn, when you're going to turn it in? What are you doing? All right. Well, they're quiet, so I guess I'm going to talk a little bit. All right. Guys, y'all chime in. If you're listening tonight and you're on Facebook, you want to hit me up, Chris Chadwick. I'll respond to your message as quick as I can. We'll just make it happen. We'll talk pork. Talking pork turn-in, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of ways of doing it, and there's a lot of things you can do. I'm just curious to hear some of your options and some of your ways. Personally, in a pork turn-in box, I know I'm going to at least turn in a whole money muscle, if not one and a half, to fill that box full. I'm turning in more than six pieces, and that's bottom line. More than six pieces of money muscle will be sliced, will look good, money muscle with sauce. If you turn it in without sauce, you might as well hang it up, toss it away, just go home because you're not going to get a call. Now, on that pork turn-in box, are you injecting pork? Are you rubbing it down? Are you, what are you doing to your pork? I'm telling you guys, personally, I'm going to cook mine, and as far as target temp on my money muscle, I'm looking at about 185. That's where I'm really starting to look at it and feel that butt, see what we got. And, you know, when you get a package of two pork butts, you know, one of them is going to have a decent money muscle, and the other one's going to be pretty questionable. I would say that, questionable. And we definitely want to pull our money muscle in about 185 and let it rest. If you don't let it rest and let it cool off and suck some of that natural pork au back up into it, it's going to be dry and crackers, and you may as well hang that up. Not going to happen. Let's see what we got in the studio. We do have a caller. Let's welcome this caller. Ian, glad to see this number. I know who it is. Welcome, Mr. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. How's it going tonight?
Going good, man. Going good. How are you?
Well, I'm much better. You know, I'm live. We're talking barbecue. We're just talking barbecue 101 tonight. We're talking some KCBS. We got Stacy Lawler, a few of these guys in the chat room. I'm trying to get them stirred up, riled up, and get routed. And we're just talking a little pork box. Stacy sent in a picture of his pork box. It looked good. 10th place out of 37 teams. Pork box, pretty nice.
Yes, it was. I've seen that. We talked a little bit during his contest and stuff like that. That was his first KBCS, and he did pretty well.
Well, I'm proud to see that. You know, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet to have a good-looking box like that. He did a fine job. I guess I don't know if that was his first box like that or not.
We talked about that. Well, that was his first KBCS contest he ever did like that.
Well, that was a good looking box.
Yes, it was. He also, I think he had he placed in the other category too, I believe. And then his boy was first or second in the kids' queue too.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. My daughter is just chomping at the bits to be go cook, and it's just around here right now. You know, not a lot's going on. We're snowed in. The competitions are starting to kick off here in March. You know, really nothing, so to speak. February, January, we're not as fortunate as we are as Texas or Florida. You know, they're just seems like they're year-round, 365. They got something going on every week, and that's great. You know, you got your options out there, which personally I can't go cook all of them.
I hear you.
Close
no.
to them. But still, it's awesome to have that option. And
no, it is, and I mean, you know, we looked at. I was actually going to compete this weekend. As a matter of fact, some of the guys wanted me to come down to the National Barbecue Conference, and I almost did it, and then we got into, you know, I've been doing this barbecue, selling barbecue the last few weeks, and it has just, like, kind of blown up, and I had some catering and stuff coming up, and so, you know, it's, you know, that's that guaranteed money. I mean, you know, you sell barbecue,
yeah.
And it's guaranteed, or you go compete. So, kind of looks like the month of March for us is going to be selling barbecue and catering, and then probably the first week of April we're going to start off really hitting it. I know, I think we've got three contests in April to hit, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, I tell you, I understand that. I know there's a lot of guys out there, and that's a whole other show, and I'd love to talk more about that, too. I mean, once we get started, you know, it's so difficult to try to come up really with a good topic that you want people to get involved with and participate in. And, hell, just come alive and talk it a little bit. And, you know, there's so many guys out there that love to cater, that love to do weekend special events for people. They're cooking for charities or softball fundraisers or baseball fundraisers or band booster fundraisers. You know, we're always doing something like that. Or someone's sick, unfortunately sick, and you're trying to raise money for them. You know, we're constantly getting calls and trying to do and help. You know, and that's part of the barbecue community there also. You know, you want to get in there, you want to help. That's part of the integrity and of the barbecue community. You know, it's just a fine bunch of people. And I'm proud to say I'm part of it. I'm proud you're part of it. We've got a bunch of great guys in the chat room that are part of it. We, you know, you just don't meet many bad people in the barbecue world.
No.
We just do great. But what I was saying, I did miss a few competitions this past season for catering events and weddings and things like that, that, you know, you committed to, and and they fell on the same date, and you just had to do it.
Yep. No, I mean,
so,
you know, and it's kind of a funny deal, but you were talking about this, you were talking about Pork 101 there.
Bring it
so,
up. Let's hear something.
We've talked a little bit about that before. You pulled yours about 185.
I pulled mine
between 192 to 195, and, you know, I run mine a little bit longer than you do, and I agree with what you said, and that's kind of where I got in was you just started talking about the money muscle, and, you know, I agree. I think you need it needs to be the full length of the box for your money muscle, you know, and, you know, I at least get one in there, if not. It's what you said. If you got another one that you can kind of get it in
one
there,
and hand,
it, you know,
right.
Yeah, and it looks good and kind of flows with it, you know, absolutely. And
the key to making 1.5 or 2. Now here's another tip, AKA secret. You know, that some guys might do, some others might not, but it's a secret to me because. You know, I learned it my own, but trimming that money muscle up on those butts before you start cooking them. I know they're all different. They come from different pigs, different hogs, and they're going to cook differently, yah, yah, yah. But trimming them up beforehand and having them very similar in size beforehand will extremely increase the probability of those money muscles coming out very similar at the back end. And the thing about that is I was recently in a competition, they were all asking me, where did you get those money muscles? How did you fill your box up with money muscles? You know, and he says, damn, that was a big money muscle. No, it wasn't a big money muscle. Same money muscle they had was two of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes a difference. It makes a big difference how you trim it up, prep it before you get ready to rock and roll and cook it. And I like to pull mine a little because, you know, if you're on the borderline, I'm just here to tell you, in my opinion, you're on the borderline of overcooking your money muscle and it falling apart.
Oh, no, you know, you're absolutely right. It's right there. I mean, it's close. And, you know, I mean, I want to die. I mean, there's times that I have to cut it with an electric knife because,
yeah,
you know
what
there's enough bark on it. Yep. So.
You
but,
know what
you
means,
know, it
cutting
does
with
well.
An electric knife and trying to hold it together, you know, squeezing that bad boy, hold it down, feeding it where it won't fall apart when you put it in the box.
But the funny deal is that, you know, when I've done that, you know, I've always had a top 10 call it. And, I mean, I agree. I mean, they are. I mean, you know, in just about every aspect of what you say, they are overcooked, but they seem to do well. So, you know, I've kind of gone down that road. You know, and part of that is, you know, that kind of goes back into, you know, cooking Texas brisket. You know, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, they're pretty well going to fall apart. You got to be real careful with them. But, you know, there's that fine line. And, you know, that's how I did it. You know, even in Vegas last year at that regional sands contest.
Right.
You know, matter of fact, both sands contests. Those money muscles went to 195. And, you know, that was a fourth and a fifth place in those contests, you know, and that was, you know, and I mean, that was out there with, you know, people like Trigg and Big Papa Smokers and some of them guys. I mean, so, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm with you on it as far as the, you know, technically it is overcooked, but you know how it is too, how people like stuff tender.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, you know, how far do you go there? You know, and then, of course, you know, back y'all's way, you know, it could be completely different. I mean, that's, you know, because you guys do a lot more pork than we do out west.
Right.
You know? So, you know, that may be a factor in that, too, that, you know, that I get away with it out west, you know, and I may not get away with that, you know, back in your part of the world.
Well, I tell you what, It's tough, but when you get some hell yes on your pork from some of the biggest in the country, you know what? I respect all those guys. You mentioned Trigg and you know,
yeah,
all those guys out there cooking. I respect them. Okay, don't get me wrong, any shape, form, or fashion. Rod Gray, Johnny Trigg, Chris Lilly, all those guys. Respect them. Brad Orson, the Shed, you know, you got MBN cookers out there. Mark
Lambert.
You know, yes, and you got Melissa Cookston, you got Sweet Swine of Mine, you got Boar's Night Out. You got all those fine cooks, okay? And I respect them all. But they are regular guys out there cooking barbecue just like we are.
Oh, absolutely.
It took me a little while because you get go to these big competitions, Mo Case and all the guys. They're great guys. Tuffy Stone, Myron Mixon, they're all great guys.
No, they are.
Utmost respect for, would never say anything negative about them. You ain't going to catch me saying
absolutely. No, that's exactly right. No, that's right.
You know, they're stellar stars in the barbecue community.
Well,
they're guys.
Of
that's right. That's right. and I want to be considered that. I am working hard just to get out there and represent the barbecue community and get out there and have a big time. And but they're just guys like us cooking barbecue. So we're going to get out there. I'm going to shake their hand, I'm glad to see them, you know, and just go and cook barbecue and just have a good time and compete with them. It's just a big thing to do. And on that pork, it's all in that a good cook. Everybody preaches consistency. All right. Take over, Lance, real quick. All right, take over for a minute.
Okay.
I've got to catch his number. Hold on.
All right. Well, as I keep saying, I mean, it is, you know, cooking period is consistency, and like I said, I mean, that's where we take our bus. That's how we do it. You know, in our boxes, we generally do some pull, we do some chunking, and that's kind of how we do it. And generally, when we do bus, we inject, we rub them, and then we let them bad boys sweat down for, you know, 2 or 3 hours at least, if we can. Then we put them on, and then, you know, like I said, I mean, it's a temperature thing to us. So, you know, pretty much like, you know, brisket for us. You know, we run them to, you know, to our temperatures, and you know, that's where we call it. I look for, you know, when I'm looking at butts, I'm looking at, you know, a 7.5 to 10 pound butt. The bigger the butt I can find, the better I like them. It's just more meat I can deal with. And I always cook at least 2 to 3 butts at a competition. Something else, you know, because you never know. I mean, just, you know, like right there. And I mean, you know, something can happen and, you know, it can blow up. And so, you know, that way you've always got some spare there to get you by. And that's kind of something that, you know, we try to do. You know, it's kind of funny. It's like brisket. You know, generally I only cook one brisket at a competition. And we started cooking a couple of them just to be a little more consistent because we had some issues last year. Vegas was one of those places we had that problem that, you know, we had a brisket come out dry. And, I mean, we had done the same process we did, same meat that we always cooked. And, I mean, it's just one of those things. And I kicked myself that day because I wish we had had another brisket on the cooker that we could have tried, maybe had a little different result, because it hurt us in the contest. And that's one of those learning lessons, and sometimes it happens. But like I said, you know, back east, you know, everybody cooks a lot more pork than we do out west. And that's just what I have found out this way And I've talked to some other guys out in our part of the world that, you know, they pretty much take their butts into that same range over here. One of the first ones I ever did, I took it to about 170, 180 for the money muscle, and it did okay. But, I mean, I've done a lot better with them at a higher temperature. And I guess I'm going to try out the Chadwick temperature to see. That may be the perfect spot. See how it goes. But we need to get some guys to call in tonight. The number is 347-202-0263. Call in, let's talk a little Q. I know Chadwick's looking for everybody. Call in, talk a little 101. I know there's lots of different techniques and rubs, sauces, injections. This year we're going to be running Sweet Smoke Q injection, Jim Elsers. He's done real well with it. He became a sponsor of West Texas Pitmasters this year. So we're going to be running his pork injection. I've been cooking some with it. I like it. And I know some other guys that have done it. I know some Texas teams that has used it recently in some contests and have done very well. I won't say who they are, but they have done very well with that injection, even out this way. So if there's any Texas boys, stuff like that, listening, might be something to think about. That's one of those things. It's a liquid already, so, you know, you add a little bit of fruit juice, some apple juice or something to it, mix it up, You know, really not worry about clumping or anything like that, and off you go with it. You can find it at, you know, Pitmaster Depot. I know there's several of them carrying it now. Pitmaster Depot is one of them that we were getting it from, and that can jail them. Them guys can help you out. I know there's several other ones, too. I think that Chadwick's even, I think he may even have a sponsoring with Sweet Smoke Tea this year, too. So, if you can't find it, you're looking for it, holler at one of us, and we can get you hooked up with Jim Elster and get that out there. But no, that's, you know, that's how we kind of roll on pork. Of course, we're cooking on a new cooker this year, and we're still, I'm kind of ironing out some of these different times and temperatures and stuff like that. It does cook a little different. Actually cooks my food a lot faster than what I'm used to. And so we are playing with some of that. You know, I'm doing brisket some days, you know, in 8 hours now. I mean, I'm flirting with the hot fast guys a little bit with the way we've been cooking. I've been getting some great results with them. You know, it's what we call a perfect Texas brisket. I mean, they're just melting your mouth. They're tender. You know, perfect for IPCA, Lone Star, and that type of stuff, especially where they're using a fork and a knife to get their brisket off there. I mean, it is just, you know, almost to that point of, you know, falling apart. And kind of excited about that this year. We'll see how it goes. And, you know, we've cooked one contest back in January, Western Woods competition. And I was hoping to go down to the other one, but it just, we've had too many trips down south this year already, and pulling our new trailer and stuff, I mean, getting 6 miles a gallon, 500 miles, you know, one way for us down there, it's pretty expensive, so maybe next year we'll get down there some more, and we might get down there some still yet this fall and stuff, we'll see how it goes, but you know, brisket, you know, that's something else, I mean, you know, a lot of people pull them around 195. Here in Texas, we go a little hotter than that. Some of them, you know, 200. I know guys that even take them to 210 or better. I don't know how in the world they slice them at that point because they literally are at falling apart range. But, you know, most of the competition guys here we're injecting or we're rubbing them down. You know, and then you get into the whole issue of, you know, fat side down, fat side up. You know, I kind of run them both ways. I start them out fat side up, and then I'll get about halfway in there, and I'll flip them over so I can get some bark on it before I wrap them. I do use the so-called Texas crush. I wrap and finish them off, but, you know, I get my bark developed, and then I wrap them. And then I take them, you know, somewhere between 195 and 200 generally, you know, to where, you know, your probe or whatever, you know, just kind of slides through it like butter. And, you know, that's where I get them out, kind of let them rest for, you know, a couple hours, hopefully. And, you know, get them sliced up, get them turned in. So that's kind of my brisket style. And, I know there's lots of people out there do things differently, but it's kind of how we are. I do not use electric knife on a brisket. I don't like the texture that a lot of times it gives off to me. It kind of, to me, gives it kind of a leathery taste, or not taste, but texture. And I don't like that a lot, so I use just regular old 8-inch breaking knife, or I'll use I've got a 14-inch Varinox slice knife, and works real well on those, and, you know, get some nice, pretty slices off of there, very consistent, very uniform, you know, sometimes with a shorter knife, if you got a bigger brisket, you know, you'll get a tail that'll kind of form on one side of it, kind of keep kicking out on you, so, you know, of course, there's guys, you know, around here, too, that all they do is they cook a flat. and, you know, they're pretty consistent at that. But I generally cook a whole packer. I do a little bit of trimming. I don't do a lot. I normally don't separate the point off of it. I'll leave it on there. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'll cut up, you know, pretty deep up into that part of the brisket for my turn-in if I can. You know, so, you know, that's kind of how we go. So,
I'm back with us now. I got disconnected there for a minute, but I'm back live with you. where did we get? I missed out a little bit.
I kind of went off into brisket a little bit.
That's all right. Brisket. We're talking a little brisket. We got to cover some chickens tonight and some ribs. We got to get in them chickens and ribs, too. We've got a couple callers. Let me see if I can cue them in. Let me see if this board will let me cue them in. We've got a caller 580. Hold on. Let's see if we can get them queued. See if we can get Roy queued in. This is Roy Powell, Soft in the Sky Barbecue. We'll get Roy queued in, and then we have another caller to queue in. Let's see if we can get this board. I don't know, Lance. It's kind of slow tonight. Roy, you with us now? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
How's it going tonight, my man?
Oh, not much. Sitting here at work, figured I'd call in for just a few minutes.
You mean you don't have that Jesse James fired up tonight?
No, I did yesterday.
You had her loaded down with chicken, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I shoved 220 pieces of chicken leg into that thing.
Well, how'd you do?
And I got a little bit of work, you know. That was the actual first time I put meat into it. I had seasoned it, but that was the first time putting any kind of meat into it. It did really good.
Good.
You know, I've got a little bit of twerking, you know, and getting used to it a little bit. You know, I heard you talking, you know, earlier, Lance, about a different smoker and kind of, you know, cooking different than the one that I had used, you know, last year and stuff. So it's going to be a different year for us, so.
Well, that sounds exciting, Roy. I've got to ask you something now. I noticed. I don't know if anybody else caught this or not, but you said you're twerking that grill. Now, are you twerking on that grill? Or are you tweaking that grill?
Tweaking or twerking, huh?
Yeah. Now that's two different things. Now, if you're twerking on that grill, that's the side I do not want to see. But if you're tweaking that grill, then that's okay. I can't imagine.
Well, I'll say it's twerking maybe a Jesse James style kind of deal there.
Well, you know, I came in as a wrecking ball maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine that, too.
I think it's these long, you know, early mornings and late at nights that we're pulling right now here at work. I think it's messing with my mind.
Oh, well, it must be. You've got twerking on your brain. Wrecking ball or twerking, that's,
yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, mercy. Well, that's good, though. I'm proud to see you with that Jesse James cooker. Looks like a hell of a cooker. I've mentioned this before. You know, I've got this series all lined up, and I just haven't been able to initiate it, but maybe we can get Jesse in here on the Pet Builder series and talk about that some, and I would love to have him. I just got to line it all up. It's just hard to right now. We've got so many things going on, especially with the Tennessee Barbecue Association coming up with a championship of champions cook, the state championship cook there for the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We got Tupelo coming up, and we can't even see our road outside with its ice covered. So, you know, we've got a lot of things we need to do, and nothing is moving around here. We do have another caller in queue. Let's see if I can go on and get them queued in. Let's see if we can make that happen. I don't know. We'll try our best to get them queued in. But, yeah, we've been trying to talk a little pork box, and Lance has brought up briskets, and have you cooked any? Have you worked on any briskets lately, Roy?
No, I haven't. I was going to try to get some in to practice, but Strube right now is kind of sold out on briskets, so I'm having to wait. But I'm going to be getting a couple in here so I can go and practice with it. You know, we was going to try to make it to Oklahoma in April, but I don't know. We've got so much going on with my job, you know, the military and stuff. Kind of hard to, you know, go away and go to contests.
Right.
So, but I know our first contest is in going to be in Thornton for the Sam's Club contest.
Well,
so,
when is that one? May?
It is April 18th and 19th.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
Easter
weekend.
Easter weekend. Yeah, it is Easter weekend.
Yep.
Well, that's a hard weekend there to that's a hard weekend to have a competition, I'm telling you. That's dedication. That's dedication and catching a lot of hell from a lot of family members is what that is.
Well, we're actually going to do a practice cook. I think we're supposed to do it this weekend, but the weather up here is supposed to turn bad, so we canceled it. But within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're actually going to do a practice cook with a couple more teams and have actual certified judges come in.
Right.
You know,
right.
And
competition.
Yeah, and kind of, you know, whenever we turn in our meat, you know, we'll find out, you know, what we need to do and give us an idea. So I want to do something like that before the Sam's Club, because Sam's
right.
Club, you know, it's a big deal.
Sure it is. It's you got some incredible talent cooking at those Sam's Club competitions, and you definitely have to be on your A game to get a call at one of those. So, I mean, and big shout out to Jim Berg last year. You know, Jim Berg went in the Sam's Club Invitational. Killer Bees right there. He brought that title home, and that was a big accomplishment. And I think it paid out really huge, too. So, you know, big shout out to Jim on winning that bad boy. Let's see if we can get I'm doing my best here. Let's see if we can get this caller queued in. But, that Sam's Club is a nice event. You know, there's a lot of nice events out there. It takes a lot of work to organize an event, to actually try to set rules and guidelines and for everybody to come on board and participate and kind of stay. It's a lot of work. A competition organizer is a unsanked position, because I'm telling you, if it runs smooth, they don't really get any kind of acknowledgement, but if it goes to hell in a handbag, they're going to catch a lot for it going bad. We do have this new caller in queue, 615-934. Who we got?
Brad Cowan. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Brad, welcome to the show. Wonderful. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Our little team that we got, Skillet Head Barbecue, and we're up here in Portland, Tennessee.
Well, welcome, 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 and you are a TBA member, and we're proud to have you with us tonight. Glad to have you.
Yeah. We really enjoy hanging out with you guys. Be the first time I go that far west Tennessee, but we went to Clifton last year and did a club couple of things there. Didn't have a great call, but we showed up at least.
That's it. That's important. You know what? None of us can win them all. If we won them all, we wouldn't want to go anymore. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We just go and we execute. And you know what? Execution is a key to a competition. It doesn't matter if you're the best, the KCBS top number one team. You know, you're not going to execute every time perfectly. It just ain't going to happen. And we've got some fine cooks here. Lance Moore out of West Texas. West Texas Pitmasters, I mean, he's a fine cook, had many calls, you know, it's execution, and that's just how it works. But, you know, like I say, we go in to have a good time, enjoy our fellowship with our friends, and just have a good time. We all need something good in our lives happening like that. Barbecue brings it together.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so how many teams we got signed up so far? I just sent my my check and my app in yesterday, so that's in the mail somewhere between here and there. But
wonderful, wonderful. Well, we have several committed. They're actually starting to roll in now, and I really hadn't counted. But I'm sure it's going to turn out to be probably a solid. And this being the first year for Championship Cook, a good solid 25-team cook anyhow. And none of these guys are slouches. They're all good cooks. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I say, it's a championship of champions. And I'm proud to be James. Yeah, I'm just proud to be a part of it, man. I just barely eased in, breezed in a couple times, so. I'm proud to be a part of it. I knew it'd be bad if I couldn't make it, but you know, we managed to swing it and pull it off. So we're just going to go and have a good time. We're going to cook and cook. You got to love to cook to be in barbecue, and I love to cook. We love to go do. I know Lance, Roy. I know all my guys over in the chat room. They all love to cook, and cooking constantly. When was your last cook, Brad?
My last one was Clifton. We only started last year in September. The Lincoln County Fair in Fayetteville, Tennessee was our first cook. That's my hometown.
Okay.
We started with a little old used, not that little spice wine medium water cooker.
Right.
And within about 6 months, next thing you know, we got enclosed trailers and we got a Traeger and, you know, all this stuff to go with it, so.
You got fired up. You're fired up. You're definitely kicking the tires and lighting the fires. That's all right. That's what it's all about. We have a good time doing that.
Yeah, we got lucky. Our first trip at the fair, we got reserve grand and placed in two categories. So I pretty much just bought the farm then and got involved.
You did. The smoke started running through those veins. Yeah, you were bent. It's over. You just hang it up. You're part of the guys, man. I mean, it's on. Every time you go cook, I can completely relate to that. Lance, I know you and Roy can relate to it also, and I know all the guys
Absolutely.
In the chat room and all our listeners out there. Once you get a call, if you go to competition and you get a call, it's on after that. I mean, it's in your blood.
There's no fear
on out. You got it. It's hard to describe that feeling. That's what we all go for, and we spend and go miles and miles and miles. And I would have never thought in my lifetime that barbecue, what barbecue has brought to me, as far as doing this show, for instance. I never thought I would do something like this, and we really have a great time, and we have a lot of people that follow us, and a lot of people that. I want to be a part. We invite everybody to come join us and just be a part, you know, because that's what it's all about. That's what this show is for the teams, for the cooks. So I do that. I've done auditions. I went and done live auditions in Nashville, talent agencies, barbecue. I've traveled to Texas, going back to Texas another couple times. I love Texas. It's my second home now. Flown, got on the airplane and flown. You know, I'm flying now. So, you know, I'm jet setting. I'm jet flying, limousine riding. And it's just a great thing. It's a great time. And it's all.
Well, you know, Chris, whenever I went down and picked up my pit down from Jesse, you know, I stopped by and saw Lance.
Well, I know it. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
got
exactly
to meet Lance
that.
Finally. So.
That was it.
Yeah. And
but
even
had, you just don't tell everything you did. You can't tell that.
Well, he even gave me, you know, he had food waiting for me. I mean, he pulled it right out of the smoker.
Yeah, Lance will do that. Lance will do that. We had the... We ate and drank and drank and drank. He just couldn't eat or drink no more. Some chilies from New Mexico, some fajitas, some chicken, some beef. I'm telling you, it was just a fine feast, and we just had a huge time. So, you know, that's what it's all about, Brad. You meet all these guys everywhere, and once you connect with them, it's on. I mean, it's even worse than getting your first call. So,
yeah, I met quite a few guys. You know, they've kind of helped me out, and I've helped them out. You know, we've lost power, and guys like me that use a guru, you just got to wake them up and show them that the power's out sometimes. But
sure,
you know,
I
really like having, you know, the brotherhood there and kind of hanging out and sharing what you need to and going on about it and trying to win for each other too. You know, if anybody asks for, you know, anything extra, I got to, you know, more than happy to give it to them, just, you know, so they can win, you know.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And I completely agree with what you're saying. If you have it and they need it, they've got it. If they have it and you need it, you know, usually it's right back to you and you've got it. So, you know, and it's like when you go and you meet this guy or meet that guy and you're back with them, and it's just like you hadn't never missed them. You know, I mean, it's just I can't reiterate enough. I can't emphasize enough on the camaraderie at barbecue. It's huge, and a lot of people are missing out simply because they don't have a clue what they're missing out on.
That's absolutely right.
Let's get back to brisket. We're covering some categories here tonight, guys, and we talked a little bit on pork. We don't want to tell it all on one show because we want everybody to come back and tell some more on the next one. So, Brad, have you got any secrets, any kind of friendly secrets you want to put out on pork that you're doing or you're thinking about?
Well, my big thing is I always get my pulled from the bone side, and I try to cook two or three butts every time, and I always pull right off the bone, man. That's what I find out is the tastiest stuff.
That's
because we inject pretty heavy. You know, we do an apple, white vinegar, salt and sugar injection.
Right,
and,
right.
And we load that baby up till she's about to pop like a balloon.
Oh, I hear you. Pump it up like a balloon.
And we'll run that pork butt for a while to get the bark on it, which is kind of hard from a water cooker.
Right.
You know, but we throw a little mustard on it, try to cheat it a little bit, but I always like to do the pull from the bone side, I guess, is my, if you call it a secret,
right.
But.
That's a good secret. I mean, that's a good, AKA secret tip right there. We're talking money muscle and pork, the flavor, the presentation on the flavor. You got presentation, you know, you got taste and you got tenderness. You got three categories, which your tenderness and your taste score higher than presentation. A lot of people say, well, it's not a lettuce contest, but you know what? That lettuce in that box, and it actually ain't even lettuce most of the time, but that lettuce in the box makes it look better, and it gets you a better presentation, and if you get a 6 on presentation, it's going to knock you out of the
show. It can break you. Yep,
yeah.
It'll break you.
So presentation counts a lot. It sure does in my book. And
presentation, as far as getting back on that brisket, I hear everybody on Facebook, they argue or not, or, you know, discuss fat side up or down. And I've always run mine fat side down to protect my presentation and my appearance, right? Because when that dude, you know, barked up on that flat and, you know, it's looking pretty, I always run mine fat side down.
Right. Well,
now, what
kind
of cooker do you use, Brad?
Yeah.
What kind of cooker do you cook on?
I got a Spicewan Medium. She's a double wall insulated, about a 600-pound cooker. Yeah.
Similar to a backwoods, isn't it, Brad?
Yeah, it is. We charcoal it. Run a charcoal maze. It takes about 20 pound of a blue bag to load it up and put the guru on it. It's got 4 racks, and she'll hold about, let's see how many. She'll hold 16 butts at one time, and that's all she wants.
That's making her moan. That's making her moan, no doubt. Let's load her down.
You know, and that seems to be pretty common when you're running verticals. You know, a lot of guys do cook that side down, you know, and then you see a lot of the guys that cook offsets, you know, they run the other way.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just, you know, the difference in the type of cookers and stuff. You know, like I said, you know, I kind of do it half and half because, you know, just like you said, I mean, if you run it, you know, even on an offset, if you run it that side up the whole time, you won't develop enough bark, you know, for competition, you know, for it to look like it should.
Right.
So that's where,
well,
you know, I started kind of doing a little half and half to kind of get a little bit different texture to it.
So by trade, I'm an engineer, and I always cook to temperature. You know, my temperature pro is my best friend. But speaking on a brisket where you got the big point and the flat on it, do you guys start pulling stuff from the point side temperature or from the flat side temperature?
I kind of put my probe right in the middle, right where the point and the flat kind of break right there. It's where I usually camp, and that's where I'm usually taking my meat from is up in there.
But you don't cut that hardcore fat out in between your point and your flat either, do you, Lance? You leave that, don't you?
I take a little bit of it out, you know, depending on what it's like. You know, if there's a bunch of it, I'll trim it out a little bit. But, you know, generally I'm pulling that way up in there because that meat right in there is probably some of the tenderest meat you'll find on it, and it's usually got more moisture in it.
Okay.
Right. Because you have all that fat in between there, and you have no heat on it, really.
Yeah.
And that's where you, Texas boys don't do a lot of trimming, Brad. Now, we here in Tennessee, it's a little different story here. But they usually cook theirs
totally
whole
different
most of the time. Oh, yeah. You know, and they can't trim that brisket up after it's cooked. It's got to go in the box.
So, you know, if we do any trimming, this generally we trim it in the very beginning, and then we'll, and that's it. You know, now you can pull a little bit of the fat off of it after the, you know, after it is cooked. But, I mean, as far as, like, trimming the sides or anything like down like that to fit your box, you'll just have to curl it around and then most of our competitions at that point. So if you do trim it down any more than that, you're going to get DQ'd.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where most of them do, you know, and I like to trim some of my fat off. You know, it's all in the way each cook represents and what they do. But on that old brisket, that's a whole other show again. I mean, we could really get in deep with some Texas cooks on brisket because, you know, that's their barbecue. And they don't do a lot of pork.
No,
but,
absolutely.
and chicken, they're going to have to get on the chicken pieces instead of the chicken halves like we do.
Thighs and stuff?
Yeah, thighs, legs. You know, the Henry County Fair competition for the last couple of years, 3 years, has been a light-dark combination turn-in. You have to turn in both, light and dark meat. And,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but now
on the DBA side, you know.
Right. Now, see, that makes it a little harder. I mean, a lot of guys don't like that because it takes them out of their cycle and it challenges them. You know, it's harder to do. And the TBA championships will be four categories. It's going to be pork, shoulder or butt, ribs, St. Louis style spare, whole spare, St. Louis cut, or baby bag. Brisket, even packer brisket, that's whole brisket. That's just what you cook. And chicken. At cook's discretion. It's not bacon wrapped chicken. You know, you got to turn it in just like chicken. You know, some guys want you to specify, but it's chicken. You know, just like any other KCBS competition, chicken. Thighs, legs, wings, whatever you choose to turn in, it's your choice.
Hmm. Okay.
But we're gonna have a good show. We're working on that. You know, Friday night we're going to have a
after the Cooks meeting, we're going to have BSPN down covering the event live, broadcasting it on barbecuesuperstars.com. So anybody at your home that's on a computer that wants to watch you and watch you interview, they can watch you right there on barbecuesuperstars.com. He will be doing team interviews and covering the event. But after the Cooks meeting on Friday evening for the Championship of Champions, we're going to have a catfish. We're cooking. We're going to supply catfish because Henry County, Paris, Tennessee, is known for the world's biggest fish fry. And it's world-renowned. So we're going to do catfish and hush puppies, and, you know, the teens will ask them, you know, if they want to bring slaw or beans or whatever, like an added dish, and we're going to have a big fellowship meal before the comp starts. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that because we got some special baked beans that we do here at the house, so they're kind of Southwest style. So
there you go.
Let's
all
throw them off.
That's great. I'm going to tell you, you know, the Texas beans, they have a bean category of most of their cooks. And which is in which they get serious on their bean turn-in, don't you, Lance? It's not a lost Lance, I don't know. Let's see here. But, yeah, they get serious on their beans. I mean, downright serious. But, yeah, we're going to have that added dish for Friday night, and then the cook will start. And it's just, I'm just looking forward to a great cook, a good show, everybody on the same page, you know, being happy, you know, just having a good time. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what barbecue is all about. We're going to have some, we'll be announcing that. We're also going to encourage TBA members that's not cooking, our active members that are on our TBA website to come in. Be offering discounts on lodging there at the Hampton Inn, which is now, I think, the Comfort Inn. It's a nice place there in Paris. We want them to come in. We want the TBA members, the cooks. We would love to have them judging, you know. I mean, just really. We've got several TBA members that are coming in to judge. We'd love to have some more. You know, that's what it's all about, the TBA, the fellowship. And, you know, that's how we're working. So I think it's going to be a real good show. I'm excited about it. We've got some giveaways. We've got a raffle for a new Green Mountain Grill, which each team will get a goodie bag, and they'll get a ticket in that raffle. And what we're going to start doing is we're going to start selling raffle tickets now for that grill. So anybody that's listening that would like to get involved in that, they're welcome to get in touch with me, and I'll hook them up. Tickets for a new Green Mountain Grill, Davy Crockett. So we've got a lot of things in the works. We've got Dagle Sauce Company, that was one of our sponsors. We've got Nolan's Custom Smokers, they're out of Missouri, sponsoring our Grand Champion Trophy and our Reserve Grand. So they're going to make some custom, unique Grand Champion and Reserve Grand Trophies. So really excited about that. And I'm working on some other sponsors. So we're getting it all together. We're working hard to make it really happen. I'm excited about it. Are you fired up about it yet, Brad?
Oh yeah, me and my family, we're kind of pretty happy. Well, we're really excited about it. Enough that I went and bought a Traeger to do chicken only on. So if that kind of gives you an idea, you know,
that's all right.
I finally went pellet.
Well, you know what? There's a lot. People think it's just easy when you get a pellet cooker, and it's not. I mean, you still have to have talent, and you got to know how to use it. And you need to be cooking on it now because it's just not like just turn it on and that's what you're doing. So
we cooked 30 pieces of chicken 2 weeks ago.
That sounds good. And I think we actually will have Green Mountain Grill sponsors my team, and I'm possibly will have some sauces and a few other things involved at this cook-off, passing out possibly some pellets. It just depends on what they want to actually do. But I think we're going to have a Traeger dealer there also, so
you know, we've got options. I mean, everybody's, you know, some people are just strictly, I've got to do this or I've got to do that. I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. And, you know, like I say, it's barbecue and I'm trying to spread the word and promote it all. So, like I say, it's all good in the barbecue hood. And that's how we kind of roll around here. That's for sure. We've got had several callers, guys. If y'all want to call in, 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. Call in, push 1. That will cue you in to let me know that you want to talk. We would love to have you. It's just plain and simple. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. Love to talk to you. We're talking barbecue tonight. We've talked a little brisket. We've talked a little pork. Since you brought up chicken, you know, we talk chicken. KCBS style is basically chicken thighs or legs. You know, a lot of guys do legs. They do popsicle legs and have some success with them. I like thighs myself, but a lot of people don't like to scrape the skin or don't want to take the time to prep a thigh. What about you, Brad? What do you think about all that?
Well, I got my number one chicken scraper right here beside me. I bought a Woodstock knife for Christmas, and she makes quick work of it. You know, we started and doing this, and she had a kind of a junky knife, and it would tear the skin, and we kind of went and bought her a good knife, and she can roll through skin in no time. I do a little
bit
of boning and pulling the veins, and she scrapes the skin.
Well, that's awesome. That is great to have that backup right there. That
I did a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning.
What is it, Roy?
I'm sorry. I was letting my soldiers go.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. Just chime in anytime,
yeah.
Roy. I tell you what, that's key. That's a key factor on skin scraping. You know, a lot of guys kind of fillet that skin like filleting a fish. And I used to think that would be hard to do. And the more I do it, the more I can understand doing it. Is there any certain chicken you like, or is it just wherever you see what you see you like best?
Well, I like buying all my stuff at Sam's. I built a pretty good relationship with the guys up at Sam's Club in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I use a lot of Purdue. We brine ours overnight, and it just works out pretty good for us. We've experimented with glue and skin, because I'm sure anybody that's cooked chicken hot enough knows that skin pulls on them.
I don't
know how everybody feels about, you know, glue and skin using meat glue, but you know, we've had some luck with that stuff.
Well, you know, some cooks do, and then others, you know, others don't. But yes, Roy.
Hey, I'm going to head home. I'm going to try to hurry up home and try to jump back up on here on the phone.
All right, man. All right, you call back and get in on it, and we want to hear more about that Jesse James cooker, too. So you be careful
okay.
and take your time, and we'll talk to you soon. I thank you for calling
okay.
in, too. It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Bye.
Well, Purdue is a big Kentucky brand. I think they have a lot of chicken houses in that area, you know, Purdue. And
they do.
Purdue, you know, some people like Purdue, some people like Tyson, which Tyson is Union City, so it's kind of close, but you don't see a lot of it. Sanderson Farms, you know, there's some guys that order special organic chicken, and, you know, I don't go to that extreme. I think, I'm glad that that's what they like to do, and But it's very important to get a good relationship with a butcher. But anymore, there's not many butchers, you know. I mean, there's just – we have a hometown grocery store, but our butcher, it's hard to get a relationship with some of these guys. You know, they're used to working behind the counter, behind the glass. And
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of good luck, you know, finding the old hometown guy that's been butchering his whole life that knows everything about a cut of meat and the muscle. So I've just, you know, myself, I've YouTubed it and, you know, practiced myself. What I find is helpful is finding somebody that's got good quality meat that's close to the same thing every time. You know, if you can find someone that's got a good brisket and good spare ribs, you know, I've learned how to trim a St. Louis down in nothing flat.
Right.
So, in my opinion, you know, I just like having somebody that I know that I can go pick up a brisket any weekend that I want to.
Sure. You know, we can't even buy a brisket in town. So Sam's and Jackson's where I usually go to get my briskets. We've got another caller in queue. Let's see if we can welcome them into the show. Caller 501, welcome. Who have we got?
Hey, it's Andy from Southern Crunk.
Hey, brother, what's going on tonight? How you been doing?
I've been rocking and rolling, just jamming on. Just thought I'd listen in. Sounds like y'all got it going on tonight.
Well, we're just talking a little we're talking a little brisket, a little pork, a little chicken.
Yeah.
You know,
I hear you.
We need to talk ribs. This guy right here is he is the man. He is a Jack Daniels world champion ribber right here.
Well, you know, we're
passing out a little love. You know, we're talking a little trick, a little tip here. I mean, are you ready for Tupelo?
I am. We're fired up. We had a little IBCA cook-off down at Bossier City last weekend. We did pretty good. We came in 7th out of 52. Got third place ribs, and we kind of kicked up our chicken and our pork, which is kind of unusual for us. You know, we got an 8th in chicken and 10th in pork, which was we were pretty pleased with. And we finished on the final table, which was, I think it was about 14th or 15th in brisket, which, you know, it was a pretty tough crowd. There were some local folks there. There was a bunch of Texas folks, you know, East Texas folks in there, and we felt pretty good about what we did. So, we were definitely ready for Tupelo, and, you know, that's why I chimed in. You know, I just wanted to make sure everybody that was, you know, heading that way was, you know, getting ready for a little crunk stuff. So,
we expecting a little crunkiness going on, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. always.
Mercy. I'm excited. I'm just excited to get there and see everybody, see you and Randy, and see some of the other guys. You know, that's part of it. That's what we talk about all the time, and a lot of people don't realize what we're saying, but. And if they ever get involved in it,
it's a big family, you know. I mean, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I like to spread out and do some of the IBCA stuff and the KCBS stuff in different places, you know, just because I've cooked in some of these places and I know so many of these people, you know, and it's just, you know, and it's almost like a family reunion when you go back and you see these folks that you hadn't seen in a year or 6 months or what have you, you know, I mean, and it's, you know, I mean, a lot of these guys see, you know, the same old people every week in and week out, and that's all fine and dandy, but then, you know, those folks that you don't see very often and you have a true friendship with, you know, I mean, it's a, you know, everybody's rooting for everybody, and it's just kind of the way it goes, so. But
you know, you're right, and this will be a fun fact for you. One of the first cook that I actually spoke to in Tupelo, the second time I cooked Tupelo, the first cook that I actually spoke to and he spoke to me was you.
Yeah.
Yep. When we walked in and you said, "What's up, Chad?" We been right there. That's
yep.
And that's how we roll, you know. I don't
well, yeah,
stuff
you
like
know.
That.
Yeah, and I've seen you twice since then, you know. I mean, but still, though, it's all about you know, everybody striving for the same goal, you know. I mean, everybody wants to cook the best barbecue, you know. And it's a tough world out there, you know. It, you know, when I first started about 7 years ago, you know, I'd roll into a contest and you know, I didn't have a clue who any of these people were. But, you know, now that I've been in and there's new folks, too. Every time you go, there's new folks. You know, everybody's seen it on TV and said, you know, hey, I can do that, and they throw their hat in the ring, and some of them do well, and it, you know, it's not an overnight sensation nine times out of ten, you know what I mean?
It
just takes time, and you find something you hit on, and then you try to stay consistent, and that's the hard part. You know, I heard you talking earlier about, you know, these guys that are top ten in the KCBS, they can't be the same every dang week, but, you know, there's
pretty close.
You know, probably 8 or 7 out of 10, they're pretty close, you know, to being the same every week, you know.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pitch your marks, be on the money.
Yeah, and you got to learn your pit, you know, and that's the hardest part that some people don't understand. You know, you get a new pit, you think, well, hell, I ought to be able to, you know,
right.
I got this new Traeger pellet grill, I'm going to kick some ass, and it just doesn't happen, you know. I mean, it's...
Right.
You got
to learn it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and there's still things, you know, Randy knows Juanita really well, and my backwoods, you know, Randy still tells me I'm cheating, you know, cooking on that backwoods, and I tell him, you say what you want to, buddy. I said, but, you know, look at the results, you know. You know, they wouldn't crown us, you know, rib champions in the backwoods if they thought we were cheating, so.
They said the same thing about my sauce wine.
Yeah.
All right.
I
had that stump for a while, you know. I thought, well, we got this stump, we're like the big boys now, we're going to set the damn woods on fire, we're going to light some asses up, and I'm telling you, it didn't happen that way.
Yeah.
Nope.
You know, I was down in Moser City, and they were and I was talking to a couple guys, and they were saying that they wished that IBCA would ban pellet grills. And I said, what difference does it make? I said, I don't care if somebody's cooking on a gas grill. It doesn't. I mean, the only benefit that they have is they get more sleep.
I said,
you know, I mean, it's all about the taste. You know, it doesn't. What difference does it make on what you're cooking on? If it tastes good, it tastes good. If it's bad, it's bad. And the bottom line is, it's not up to you. I mean, you may love your ribs that you cook on your gas grill, but, you know, the judge that's judging them, you know, may not. You know, so I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, I mean, and to me, I'm open to cook on whatever you want, however you want. You know, I mean, if you're cooking them for 2 hours versus me cooking them for 8 hours, you know, whatever, you know, that's your choice. But, you know, bottom line comes down to taste and flavor and, you know.
What's the judge like? That's it.
Exactly.
That's
you know, it. I mean, and you know, I realize that, you know, in IBCA that it's a lot of the, a lot of the judges are, you know, they just drag them in from, you know, the police chief and the mayor and, you know, prominent folks around town and just anybody that wants to volunteer to judge. And you've got to cook to a different level. You got to really cook to like what they would do at home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus a trained judge from KCBS that has a skill. They've been to a class. They know what to look for, what to taste for, what to, you know, the texture wise, you know, what to feel for. Where, you know, in IBCA, you really got to cook for, you know, what somebody does at home, and it's really a lot more regional, you know, and I've learned
right.
that cooking, you know, cooking in South Arkansas and cooking in East Texas and even some in Central Texas, you know, I mean, there's a different flavor there.
Well,
but
it's the anticipation. It's your idea of what they're expecting.
Right, exactly.
That's the key, and every judge is different, and every region is different. That's the bottom line.
I mean, it's your
anticipation of what they want.
And I don't really see it as much. I don't see it as much in KCBS being that different. I don't change a whole lot depending on, you know, if I'm cooking in
right.
if I'm cooking in a KCBS like we're cooking in Tupelo, I'm not going
right.
to change anything from Tupelo that I'm going to cook in Hammond the next weekend. I'm not
right,
going to change
right,
anything
right.
because the KCBS judges kind of know, you know, what's what. Now,
right.
if I was cooking an IBCA in Tupelo and then I was cooking an IBCA in Hammond, I might change up a few things, you know? I mean,
sure.
it's just you just got to learn to play the game, basically, you know, and that's all it really is.
You need to come cook some TBA.
Well,
we're going to have a little championship cook that's going to really turn out to be really nice.
I'm assuming that you got to qualify for that, though, Chris.
This year to qualify for our next one.
Okay.
That's the key. We want you to come cook with us one of these days.
And we're getting bigger money, and we're getting bigger sponsors.
We're going to try. If we can get west of Nashville, you know, about 150 miles, you know, we might consider it, you know, but it's a long haul for us, you know what I mean? And we try to pick and choose our battles, you know, so it's Randy was working and stuff, you know, it's hard to go weekends in a row.
I do, but we would love to have you if we could ever get you.
Well, you know, we follow you on Facebook and we do all that. So, I mean, you know, and I've definitely checked into some things, you know, that were, you know, when we have an off weekend or off couple weeks, you know, I've looked into some of your stuff that you got going on. Every time we have an off weekend, it's just everything is just way too far away for us. So
I hear you. I do. But you know, that invite, the door's open now. The invite's there for you.
Oh, yeah, and we appreciate it, yeah. And don't worry, we will make an appearance, you know. We will crunkify a TBA before too long, I guarantee
you. I'm telling you. We're going to have Cody and Cody coming down to cook the championship, and Kobe might be coming to cook it, you know, and Tim Seals might be here. He's one of them, so we're going to have some good competition.
If them two boys are in the mix, you know, you're gonna have to step it up a little bit. So, you know,
they're just good guys. I love them to death.
You know, I mean, it's like I said, they're everybody's family, we had our Festivus not too long ago, the weather kind of got involved and we had to scramble a little bit to have our 25 teams for our state championship, but we made it there. My wife and a friend of ours, Rob Marion, were going to cook together, and we had to split them up into two different teams, so we had to scramble a little bit to get, you know, our 25, but we made it, and it was a success, and Lance's buddy Ronnie Wade came in and kicked everybody's butt, you know, it was one of those things, it was really a good time and a good cook off, and Randy and I were just, the funny thing is, you know, Bossier last weekend was the first weekend that Randy and I have cooked since the Jack Daniels, and
right.
I was just chomping at the bits to cook, and Randy was too, and I think it was even Friday night when we got there and we had everything prepped and everything, and I looked at my wife and I said, you know what? I said, I needed this. I said, this is my therapy. I said, this is my stress relief. This feels good, you know. I mean, this is what I should be doing, you know. She said, it's good for your soul, isn't it? And I said, yes, ma'am, it is. So, you know what I mean? It's something that gets in your system that, you know, is hard to beat. So. You got a big crew coming to Tupelo, Chris?
Well, I'm gonna have a few guys coming to help me this year. And that's hopefully make it a little easier, ease up on me a little bit, because I want to see everybody.
Oh yeah,
and
y'all gonna do a show or anything, or?
Yeah, we're gonna do Friday Night Lights. We're gonna do it live, and I think Leslie's gonna roll me around the golf cart for a little while.
Well, that'd be
so
nice.
We'll come see you. Got to interview you and Randy, and I don't know if you know the boys from Notorious P.I.G. Do you know them guys?
I think I've met them before, but I'll have to reintroduce myself.
Right. Well. They you know, they've got the big tents with the chandeliers and
Yeah,
they're going to have Friday night. They're going to have several things going on. Jamie's done called me two or three times, and we're trying to line it all up when we go down there and eat fish and have a beverage with him, one or two with him. And we're just, I'm just excited. That's what I'm talking about. It's just excitement ready to happen.
And that's one of the bigger cooks in the South, really. I mean, you know, hell, they got 100 teams cooking. That's quite a few, you know. I mean, I've been to some that, you know, the average, you know, around South is probably 40 to 50.
Yeah.
You know, that's a slow cook. That's a big cook. Of course, everything's getting bigger. You know, I mean, used to you'd go into a cook-off and there'd just be barely enough to have a state championship. Now there's, you know, you go in and you think, okay, there's just going to be barely enough, and then there's, you know, 75 teams in there. It's definitely picked up. The sport has definitely picked up, you know, and I'm proud of that, you know, and that's something that, you know, that needed to happen, and a lot of people are enjoying it, you know. I mean, like I said, you know, once they get into it, they see what's going on, and they see the family atmosphere, you know, and it's just awesome. So
it is. It sure is. Well, you know, we're going to do that, and then we've got our TBA championship cook, and then I'll be going down to then we've got something scheduled, I think, in the 1st of April, and then end of April, I've got to go to Texas down to Midland, Texas. They've got a big 100-team KCBS crew down there. I'm going to go down and cover BSPN, you know, the Barbecue Superstar Sports Network.
Right.
I'm going to cover that live. Right. And I'm looking forward to that because I'll be in between my guys, John Reeves, Smoking X, and Junior Reyes, Junior Scruff, you know, up in smoke. I'll be down there. Chris Jones, Robert Sierra.
Yeah.
So all them guys are going to be there, so I'll be right in the middle of all that mix, so we're going to have a big old time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what, you can learn you some stuff, you know, if you pay attention. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially on that beef stuff, you know, pay attention to that beef stuff. Them boys know what they're doing, you know.
You got it. Yeah, they do. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Everybody does a little different, but, you know, I mean, them Texas boys know what's going on with that beef, so. But anyway, man, I look forward to seeing you in Tupelo, and I hope I didn't take up too much of your radio.
No, you're good. That's what this show's all about. I'm glad you called in,
we're going to probably roll in late afternoon on Friday, and we'll get all set up. I think we're in spot 47. I think I can't remember exactly, but I think that's where we are. So
is that where you was last year?
No. We're across we're across the parking lot from where we were last year. We're kind of over there by where you were last year, I think. Or maybe a little bit closer to the turn in. We're kind of on the turn, you know, where that building was where you turned in. We're on that side of that parking lot. So.
Oh, okay.
So if you're pretty close to the same spot, we're not far from you. So.
All right. Well, I hadn't talked to Leslie, so I'm not sure where we're going to be yet. But yeah, there ain't many bad spots. I just told her as long as it ain't any further away from turning in than where we were, it'll be all right. But you know, I thought I was going to have a heart attack time or two hustling up.
I tell you what, though, once you cook at the American Roll and you go trotting around, you'll be in shape. So, and you won't complain about how far turn-ins are anymore once you cook at the Roll.
Mercy.
Well, it's been a pleasure seeing you there.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to seeing you. We'll have a big time and share a story or two.
Yes, sir. Enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll holler at you in Tupelo, Bubba.
You got it, brother. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right.
Well, that was an honor. That was an honor and pleasure to have Andy with us. And we've had new callers tonight. Brad Cowan was in the house with us. Skillet Head right there out of Portland, Tennessee. He is a Tennessee Barbecue Association member also. We've had several TBA members in that area. We've got a lot of great guys that are involved in the Tennessee Barbecue Association now. Then this month, March 28th and 29th, it will be going down in the record books, Henry County Fairgrounds, Parrish, Tennessee, the Championship of Champions, the Tennessee Barbecue Association First State Championship. We're excited about that. I'm excited about that, especially because, you know, 2 years in Tupelo, the Tennessee Barbecue Association had just started, and we're still small, but we're trying to make it happen, and, you know, we just love to cook. A lot of guys that love to cook get together, and that's what you can do. You can have a voice and strength in numbers, and we're really beginning to get more members, trying to be positive in every aspect. We love to support each other. I know I do. I am a huge barbecue supporter. I love Barbecue Superstars, BSPN, Daryl Mast. He's got it going on. He will be live with us covering the whole event right there on the 28th and 29th. Can't wait to have him in. We've just got a lot of excitement going on in the Tennessee Barbecue Association. I know a lot of associations all over the country have some great things going on. We'd love to hear about your association. Call in. I mean, it's just plain and simple. Call in. Talk about it. That's what we try to do. We try to represent you, your team, your brand, your event. Man, I'm trying to get back in my chat room, and it's just not letting me. But we just love to have everybody involved. We want people to participate because that's what it's all about. I'm back in my chat room. I've got a chat room full of guys still. Guys, I for sure appreciate y'all being in the chat room. Any questions or anything going on? Are you still there? Let's see. Just a lot of people do barbecue all over the country. Can't wait. I can't wait for Tupelo either, Jonathan. I'm telling you, we're going to have a big time in Tupelo. We've got to meet everybody. I'll be flying my banners looking like a NASCAR pit because I've got to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors. Frontier Charcoal. We've joined forces this year. I'm really excited about burning that charcoal, using that charcoal this year, Frontier Charcoal. Pick your bag up at Lowe's. Just depends on where you're at is what they have available. FrontierCharcoal.com. Also, Country Boy Wood Pellets. Big shout-out to Country Boy Wood Pellets for coming on board this year. I'm proud to represent that product also. Green Mountain Grills. I love my pellet cooker. Can't do without it. It makes the world a lot easier. Talk Texas Barbecue. Got some awesome rubs and injections. Sweet Smoke Q out of Florida. I'm telling you, he's got a dynamite pork injection and sauce. So all these products are some fantastic products. I'm very proud to represent them. Daigle's. I don't even want to call it a barbecue sauce, but Daigle's barbecue sauce, man, I'm telling you, that is a whole line of gourmet sauces. You've got to try that out. Remember, mention my name on the order, $30 or more, and get a discount, 20% off. So that's a super deal right there. Also, Green Mountain Grills, if you're thinking about it and you buy a Green Mountain Grill, send them an email with my name, and you will get a free grill cover. So, I mean, you know, just little things like that help. That helps me, helps you. You know, we've got Grill Great, Meat Break, CookShack.com. You know, big shout-out to all these guys. Junior's Rub for Grub. Just a big shout-out to all these guys for helping me out. I love to help them out and do all I can for them. I do have hopefully got a big cooler company coming on board. Can't wait to introduce those. And that next week possibly, I'm excited about that coming on board. So I can't wait for that. We just love to support barbecue and everybody in it. And you know what? When you're doing something good, it comes back tenfold, and I sure appreciate it. But we're just gonna keep letting the smoke roll right here on the show, guys. Y'all just spread the word. Keep coming back. Call in, dial in, chat room, whatever you need to do. We will try to make it happen. William, it's my pleasure to be on the show, and I hope I'm trying to entertain y'all guys and
tell you something good going on. Oh, Jonathan, I will see you. I will see Two Sauce Support, brother. We will hang out, son. We have a big time. That is a big NBN team also, Two Sauce Support. I'm going to see them in Tupelo. Then when Memphis and May rolls around, I'm going to go hang out with them guys down there too, some, I hope. So that's what I'm talking about, guys, just a big old barbecue family, whether it's Tupelo, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, Lubbock, Texas, Midland, Texas, Tampa, Florida. It doesn't matter, guys. I mean, you got barbecue family all over, and they're willing to help you and do whatever they can to help you. And that's the way I feel. I'm going to do what I can to help you. And I sure appreciate each and every one of you guys. And let's see what we got. Blake Moody, he's been listening. I'm ready for him to call back in. One of these days he'll get to. Blake, we love you. Tortoise Q right there out of Florida. Roy Powell called in tonight. Great to hear from Roy again. Like I say, Brad Cowan was live with us, new TBA member, Andy Allen. Lance Moore was in the house. I did miss a few calls. I noticed Goob had called in, but he didn't queue in. So next time, Goob, queue in when you call in. If you want to talk, we're glad to have Goob on the line, too. We miss Goob. He always cuts up and can carry on, no telling what. We're just pumped up. We're loving barbecue. We support barbecue. We try to keep it all going. We want to keep everybody entertained. We want them to participate. Spread the word, guys. We try to make this something bigger every week, and we love to have all of you in the show, on the show, in the chat room, 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. That's the same barbecue number for every show of the week. You've got a great lineup starting from Sunday night, kicking off with Lance Moore. Monday night, Chris Fulmer. Tuesday night, Lori Frazee. Wednesday night, Chris Chadwick right here. The barbecue mouth of the South is live with you, letting the smoke roll. Thursday night, you got John Rees, Smoking Eggs, Friday Night Lights. Friday night, you got Daryl Mast in the house. Now, I will be doing the Friday Night Lights live show coming from Tupelo, Mississippi. Not this weekend, but next weekend, we will be letting the smoke roll right there in Tupelo. Can't wait. Excited about it. That's our first comp. Our first comp, we're going to 100-team KCBS Cook. So what's that tell you? I'm ready to go. We're ready to jump in both feet and just have one hell of a big old time. That's the barbecue superstars. Hell yeah. And we do want to give a shout-out to John and Daryl and Angela. Right there, BSPN in San Marcos, Texas, covering the National Barbecue Association again tonight. Guys, there's something going on in the barbecue world every weekend, every night of the week. Something's happening. If we're getting ready for the show or doing the show or getting ready for the next show, it doesn't matter. We love you all. We want you to call in, participate, and be a part. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We have Let the Smoke Roll tonight. So we're going to get out of here. I think we're about out of time. Be sure to check me out on Facebook, Chris Chadwick, Hall County Cookers, Competition Barbecue Team. Like my page, guys. Join my group, Let's Smoke Roll, Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Show. Like, join that group. Post your cook pictures in there. Post your videos, pictures of your pit. Doesn't matter. Post, guys. Just be active in it. I know we've got so many thousands of groups now, but, you know, if we can get to one we feel pretty comfortable in and enjoy being in, that's the ones we stay in. So I welcome all of you to be a part, join in, and I sure appreciate you all for calling in, listening in, being in the chat room tonight. I love you. Hope you have a good week. Stay safe. Meet this weekend. May your name be called many times and heard last, and y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's get those calls, make those walks, and the last call is the grand championship. That's the big daddy of all. So just get out there, do your thing, and have a great night. Thank all my sponsors. Thank all of y'all. And this is Chris Chadwick saying good night and God bless.